This is RJ Hunt here, and you're listening to my podcast series titled Buffed Up Sports. During this podcast, I will be discussing the hottest topics of the four major Detroit sports teams, as well as the hottest topics going on in the fight world. So if you love Red Wings, Tigers, Lions, Pistons, UFC, and boxing, then this is the podcast for you. This right here is your chance to hear sports from someone born out of the Gen Z generation. The podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. So please subscribe to whatever platform you listen to. And if you can, leave a review. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at RJ_Hunt36. And you can even follow my TikTok at RJHunt36. Once again, you are listening to the Buffed Up Sports Podcast Series. I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now it's time to get it rolling. What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to Buffed Up Sports. And man, am I pumped for today's episode. First thing first, I have my pregame antics going, listening to my 90s hip hop, what many call the golden age of hip hop. So that has me pumped. And then on top of that, so much to talk about, So it's twice the excitement. And I can't wait to get all my thoughts and opinions out there. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. With that being said, let's get right into it. UFC 257. The main event was Dustin Poirier versus Conor McGregor. Last episode, I talked about how I was excited for the fight. You know, I was looking forward to it. I talked about how McGregor so popular, how McGregor is going to win, and that couldn't be no more further from the truth because McGregor got knocked out in the second round, and I'm very upset about it. I'm not upset that McGregor lost. I could care less about that, honestly. I'm upset at the fact I missed the fight. Hear me out. I did watch the fight, but I missed the ending, and you're probably like, how did that happen? Story time. I caught all of the first round. No problems. My laptop cut off on me soon as the first round ended. I mean, soon as the bell rang and they went to their corners, laptop cut off on me. So I'm trying everything to get it back on, and that mug was just not cutting back on. Finally, I get it back on, fight's over. I'm like, what the heck just happened? Not only do I want to figure out what just happened to my laptop, but everybody's in the ring celebrating. I'm like, dog, I just want to know what happened. Poirier's the one celebrating, so I'm like, did Conor tap out? Because that's usually how he go down. I'm like, oh, he must have tapped out. Nah, man, this boy got knocked out. He went down, man. Conor McGregor lost in the second round. And I just found it crazy because of how I missed it, but just the fact Conor got knocked out in the second round. So, yeah, man, that was pretty crazy. And a lot of people saying Conor's washed and all that, that might be true. And Conor actually wants to fight four fights in the first quarter of 2021. I don't see it happen, especially if that's how you're going to start it off, man. You can't start off like that. You trying to have four fights. Get out of here. Moving on, NFL. Man, there's some major news happening in the NFL. And honestly, we could just keep it on strictly the Lions and it would be enough to cover. And that's what we're going to do. I told y'all something big happens after every episode. But it was an episode or two when the Lions were looking for the head coach. And I said, watch, we're going to find out who the head coach is the day after this episode is released. And I was wrong. It was about another week later. But last episode, I didn't talk about how this usually happens and all that. Didn't do it. And guess what happens? A day after last episode came out, big news coming out of Detroit. ESPN reports that Matthew Stafford put in his trade request. Trade request. Woo, that was a lot to say for me. I don't know why, but it was. Anyways, he put his trade request in, and then he was later traded. So yes, Matthew Stafford, believe it or not, no longer a Lion. He's in LA, sunny Los Angeles, California, as he is the new starting quarterback for the Rams. Now you're probably wondering, what did the Lions get in return after trading a guy like Stafford? And I tell you, I am not mad at this trade at all, because we got this year's Rams third round pick and a 2022 first round pick and another first round pick for the year 2023. And to top it off, we got a quarterback in return. We got Jared Goff. Now, people have their thoughts and doubts on Jared Goff, but he has played in the Super Bowl before. So, I mean, that has to count for something. Yes, he had a rough year last season, but I mean, who knows? Detroit could possibly be this team where he could turn it around. Again, a win for both sides. The Lions get 3 draft picks, and you get a starting quarterback to hold you down through the rebuild. The Rams get a nice quarterback in Matthew Stafford, and Stafford gets a defense he can count on. So that has to be great for him. They always talking about Stafford and Kershaw go way back third grade, know what I mean? Or how they go way back like a Cadillac, you know, that type of deal. He's back out in L.A. with Clayton Kershaw, you know, the Dodgers starting pitcher. So that has to be great for Stafford. You know, got his best buddy back in the area. And then he, again, he has a defense he could count on. And to top it off, he no longer has to deal with the snow and winters of Detroit, Michigan. You got to be proud for Stafford, man. He did what he could for the city. Just never worked out. Now he gets to go to a team that he could probably win a Super Bowl with, or at least be in the Super Bowl. Regardless, he's going to be contending for a Super Bowl. I can guarantee you that. So the Lions, you know, Brad Holmes' first move as an executive? Not trying to quote Stephen A. But seriously, if you know about that, you know why that's funny. Seriously, Brad Holmes' first move as an executive of the Lions, well received. He knocked it out of the park, you ask me. Considering the trade offers on the table, he definitely took the best one available. Again, everybody wins. Now, the question is, do the Lions draft a quarterback for this year's draft? I say you go ahead and do it because, let's face it, many quarterbacks in the NFL, starting quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, did not start their first season. Some didn't even start their second season. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. So, I say you still go ahead and draft that quarterback. Let him come up under Goff and let the magic happen. What's the worst that can happen? Speaking of Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, if you didn't know, it is a big game going down this Sunday, depending on when you listen to this, or it might have already passed. Regardless of the fact, the Super Bowl is coming up. Tampa Bay versus Kansas City. Now, y'all know I try to keep it on Detroit sports, but it's a Super Bowl. Everybody watches a Super Bowl. I'm going to keep my analysis quick, but I believe the Kansas City Chiefs will come out victorious. Now, many people have asked me to put bets on the game, and I'm like, nah, I'm not going that far now. Because last time I bet on the Super Bowl, it was the Falcons versus the Patriots. You all know how that ended up. Yeah, I was pretty upset, and I still am to this day. So I just simply can't bet against Tom Brady. I mean, nobody should. I definitely learned my lesson. Therefore, the chances of the Buccaneers winning is still pretty good because of the fact of who their quarterback is. He always finds a way to win. So that's that. But yes, I honestly think the Chiefs are going to win. But, you know, you never know. Buccaneers have looked pretty decent this postseason, especially that defense. That defense been looking good. Let's move on to boxing. Nothing major going on in the boxing world. Some fights have been rumored. Some fights have been highly rumored just for talks to die down. For example, you have Manny Pacquiao was rumored to fight Ryan Garcia, but it's word that talks have slowed down there. Floyd Mayweather is no longer fighting Logan Paul, which was scheduled for February 20th, and it has been postponed for I don't know what reasons. I don't think they announced it, but that fight is postponed. But Floyd Mayweather has made a statement that he wants to fight both brothers, as in Logan and Jake Paul, some point this year. And he wants to fight. Drum roll, please. You're doing a drum roll. I'm going to do a drum roll. Hopefully the mic picked that up. Floyd Mayweather wants to fight 50 Cent out of all people. Yes, the rapper 50 Cent. You know, many men. You know that guy. For those who know, you know, they got a pretty notorious beef, which is Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent. Too much to explain on here, but they have been beefing for years, and now they want to fight. Floyd says, oh, with the Paul brothers, I know I'll make good money. He was like, in fact, I know both of us make good money. But with 50, I want that to be winner take all. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, they got me. I shouldn't be this interested in this fight, but regardless, I am because of the beef they have. I tell you, that Floyd Mayweather, he's a heck of a promoter, I tell you. Moving on to the Red Wings. I haven't caught much of the Red Wings lately, and I have a story about the Red Wings. Depending on when you listen to this podcast, recently, the Red Wings played the Tampa Bay Lightning. First of all, do 5 p.m. games often happen in hockey? Because I was just curious to why was it a 5 p.m. game? You know, most sporting events don't start till 7, 8. So I was like, why are you doing a 5 p.m. game in the middle of a Wednesday? So yeah, hockey fans, please help me out on that because I just didn't understand. Anyways, I said I'll probably watch the game or if nothing else, check it out. But 5 p.m. on a Wednesday, I'm usually doing homework. So I said, we'll see. Point is, I didn't make it to watch the game and I'm glad I didn't because 5 p.m. rolls around. 5 p.m. rolls around. I get an update. Red Wings, Tampa Bay about to start. Cool. And then I get 3 straight notifications. My phone went buzz, buzz, buzz. And what felt like a minute, within a minute, it felt like Red Wings got scored on 3 straight times. And the way my phone buzzed, I thought somebody was texting me. But no, it was the Red Wings. It was notifications from ESPN telling me the Red Wings was getting scored on. So I'm like, well, dang, I'm just all upset now. Because I don't know if I should be upset at the fact the Red Wings are getting smacked in the first 5 minutes of the game. Or the fact nobody's texting me. I'm like, no, nobody want to talk to me? What did I do? So it's just a whole bad situation. And then to make me more upset, the NBA All-Star voting. As a fan, I like voting for the All-Star game. But as fans, as if all the NBA fans, we don't deserve to vote for the All-Star game. We don't. The NBA announced before the season, they said, All-Star game or not, we're going to have All-Star game voting because, you know, players get their credentials off All-Star appearances. That's the way it goes. Fair enough. And then they just recently announced that they are going to do an All-Star game, which has been to some backlash. To make it sound selfish, I'm kind of excited they are doing an All-Star game because, one, it's the All-Star game. I love the All-Star game. Two, it's happening my birthday weekend. So, I mean, hey. It's COVID. I can't go nowhere for my birthday. I was already bummed out about that. It's like, what am I going to do? You know, my birthday's on a Saturday night. Can't even go nowhere. But at least I get the All-Star game now, so I can't complain too much. So yes, in a selfish way, I am glad we're getting the All-Star game now. But back to me being upset. How in the world? Listen to these All-Star votes. Back to me being upset. Listen to these All-Star votes. How in the world is Klay Thompson, who hasn't played in 2 years, top 10 for guards in the West for All-Star votes. Also in the top 10 for the front court of the West, you have Andrew Wiggins. Come on now. And Carmelo Anthony. Melo, you my guy, but how? How? The craziest thing of the first round of the results for the NBA All-Star game being released, the craziest thing is the fact that there's 2 Pistons receiving votes. Now, Jeremy Grant, it's pretty obvious. But how is Derrick Rose, out of all people, receiving votes? I'm sorry. Derrick Rose, you on my team, you my guy. But how are you in the top 10 for guards in the East right now? I just want to know how. And then to make it worse, guess who has more votes out of Jeremy Grant and Derrick Rose? You guessed it. Derrick Rose. These Rose stands must be stopped. Trust me, Pistons fans, we know getting Jeremy Grant in will be nice. That would be nice enough. We're not getting 2 in. We only caring about Jeremy Grant because Derrick Rose, it's just not going to happen. But how is Derrick Rose beating Jeremy Grant votes right now? Like, that blows my mind. How do y'all let this happen? These Derrick Rose stands must be stopped. It must be stopped. Like, trust me, Pistons Twitter only cares about Jeremy Grant. I haven't seen one person vote Derrick Rose. And what happens? He's top 10 for the guards in the East over Jeremy. And he's got more votes than Jeremy Grant. I know. Oh, my goodness. I can't even get my words together. Again, as a Pistons fan, diehard Pistons fan, it's nice that Derrick Rose getting votes. It is. But he doesn't deserve to get in. That's why I'm trying to be honest here. That's why I said I like voting for the All-Star game as a fan. But as fans, we don't deserve to vote no more. I like the fact that a Piston is getting All-Star votes, not Jeremy Grant. But that Piston doesn't deserve it. No other Piston deserves it. Jeremy Grant, the only Piston that deserves to be in the All-Star game. It just, the Pistons have had a crazy week to, The Pistons have just had a crazy week in general. We beat the 76ers and the Lakers in the same week. Then we get smacked by the Golden State Warriors in a game that is probably more known for its post-game antics, which I will not get into. But if you know, you know. And to top it all off, we had our first COVID scare. Less than 5 minutes before the tip-off versus the Denver Nuggets, it's announced that the game has been postponed for potential COVID issue. So I'm like, okay, this happens. Please don't let it be the Pistons. Woj tweets, it's somebody in the Pistons organization. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is all bad because obviously if you have somebody on your team with COVID, this can mean so many things. You may not play for a few weeks now. Because look what happened to the Wizards. They didn't play like a week or two. So I'm like, oh boy, we may not play for like a week. And we already on a road trip. So I'm like, the rest of the road trip might get canceled. And we're trying to lose. We're trying to tank. So it's like, this is going to ruin the tank. Wait, before I finish it off. And then again, this is against Denver, Jeremy Grant's former team. So I'm ready for Jeremy to drop 30 on them just because. Just to find out nobody had COVID to begin with, it was a false positive. I said, you gotta be kidding me. All that for nothing. Y'all done canceled our game 5 minutes before it happened. So I'm already on the couch ready and y'all gonna cancel? Oh, I was just upset. I've been upset a lot, but something I'm not upset about, I'm pretty happy for. Shout out to the high school athletes out there, man. I know it's crazy right now. I feel bad for them. I really do. Shout out to the football players who were able to finish their seasons. Shout out to all the football players who won championships, including my little big cousin, Kyron. Shout out to you, man. I call him a little big because he's like a foot taller than me. Yeah, I'm older than him, but that's how it goes. Y'all know I'm short for anybody seeing me in person. And then I'm excited for the basketball players, man. Y'all kept getting y'all season pushed back and pushed back. But I'm excited for them because basketball and football, all these sports is these kids' outlets. So Big Gretch finally allowed to have winter sports. So to all the high school athletes, you know your season's about to start. Wishing you a healthy and safe season. Hope y'all do y'all thing out there. Hope y'all have no issues. We going to keep the COVID away, that Rona. Keep the Rona away. Hope y'all able to get through the season. It's going to be different, but you can put, as Eminem said, you can put anything you put your mind to, man. You know, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. Yeah. Well, the music is starting to play. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hunt36. Again, that is at RJ_Hunt36. Follow the craziness I post on TikTok at RJHunt36. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe. If you can, please leave a rating. And if you can, please leave a review. Please! I love to hear the feedback. I love to hear, oh, RJ, I love your show. RJ, your show stank. Whatever it is, I need to hear it. And if you did happen to love today's episode, send it to a friend or two. It ain't gonna hurt you. It ain't gonna cost you no money. I don't see the problem. With that said, just remember to spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. Don't you worry about a thing. Till next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all.